I suppose you might be wondering why I asked you to stay after my lecture today. Though if you used your brain, I think you would find out why rather easily. You see, I know about the things you've been telling some of your friends in this class, about how you don't need to come to class to pass, because you and I have a little thing going on, and that I'm gonna pass you, because you're the best dick I've ever had. Oh, you sweet, naive little thing. You think I want to sleep with college students? Ugh. I actually have high standards. And by the way, I'm a lot more perceptive than you think I am. You didn't think that I didn't notice you cheating, How you would try to sneak your little cell phone, or how frequently you would yawn and then look at your arms, or someone next to you's paper. So, I also heard some of the things you were saying about me, how you think I'm such a fine piece of ass, how you love my hips, my waist, my ass when I lean over. You're not alone there. I do have some pretty sexy curves, don't I? And I'm sure you've noticed today that I've got the girls a bit more on display with some cleavage. Ooh, how scandalous. So you know what? I'm gonna give you a little proposal here. I fail you for this semester, and maybe we have you make it up during the summer because I can potentially make an exception, but you'll have an extra final to take. Or I could just give you a shit ton of homework. Poor thing. I mean, I know I've heard you and your friends talking about how epic the summer was gonna be. You think I give a shit? I went to college and busted my fucking ass while working full-time to get this career that you think you can sexualize the fuck out of me while I'm teaching? No, sweetheart. I'm gonna teach you a lesson today. You can't even look up at my face entirely. Why is that? Am I intimidating you? Did you think I would be a submissive little fucking slut for you and just bend over my desk? Look into my fucking eyes right now before I go to the superintendent and I show him little statements I got from your friends. Because guess what? I know some of them were letting you cheat off their papers. And I threatened to fail them. So they all wrote down statements separately. And how interesting! They showed me a little group chat conversation all of you have. And I can easily match up your cell phone numbers with what I have in case of emergency contacts. Would you look at that? Exactly. So you want to touch me, don't you? What if I just take your hands and I put them on my hips? Aw, was that a little whimper? Poor little thing. You're gonna get what you asked for, in a way. Do you want that? Do you want to see me naked? I bet you imagine fucking me. Maybe you think you'll make me come in 2 seconds with your magic dick. I bet you don't even know how to eat pussy properly. And guess what? Today, I don't think you're gonna get that. If you ever want that with me, you need to pass my class. Well, and do a lot more than that. Right now, you're a bit below my standard, sweetheart, but... I planned this afternoon out, by the way, and it all stands on one little choice for you. Do you want me or not? I need your explicit consent to continue. Yes? Good boy. Oh, did you like that? I don't know if you really deserve to be called that all that much. I'll have to think about it. So what you are gonna do is you're gonna be my good boy. Couldn't help myself. And you're gonna get your pants off. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna take your bottoms off too. Oh, are you shy? What if I just press my hands up against your cock through those pants? Silly you, wearing sweatpants to class. That hard cock has nowhere else to go but stretch up against that fabric. And my hands, do you like the way my hand feels against it? What if I push my big breasts against your chest and I just, in your ear? I kind of like how fucking hard you are. Oof, that's what I thought. Now off with those pants. I do have your consent to continue, right? Yes. I mean, if anything, I'm kind of giving you something that you want. I do recall you talking to your friends about something like this happening, right? And you sitting right there in my chair in this very lecture room. So in a way, again, I'm really giving you what you want. How selfless of me. And another thing. Do I have permission to record you? Why are you getting embarrassed? You told your friends that I begged you to record us together. So look over to your right. Wave to the camera, sweetheart. Do I have your consent to continue? If not, you can really go ahead and do summer school. Or I could be nice and you can make up every single assignment of the semester that you cheated on. And that was, let's see, 12 and 3 tests. Oh, normally I would take your ass to the superintendent so quick that you would potentially be expelled. Anyway, the clock is ticking. You better answer soon because I do have a couple of students coming in. We're doing some prep for the final, which I'm sure you're going to fail. So you actually might want to consider sticking around. You'll get some extra credit if you do, which you sorely, sorely need. Because right now, you are on your way to failing this class. And if I'm not mistaken, you need to pass. So, what will it be? That is what I thought. And wow, you would be a terrible actor. Can you say it a little bit more convincingly and less shy? Because the way you talk to your buddies in class and your little group chat, you had quite the ego. Well, there we go. Bravo. Now, off with those pants. It would actually be better if you took off your pants and your. Wait, you aren't wearing any underwear? That's fucking weird. But you know what? You can do whatever you want. That's another thing I already knew, that you didn't wear those because you told your friends, and I quote, "She loves how easy it is to access my dick, the best one she's ever had, and she milks me so good." Okay, you didn't add the last part because some of your language in that message could use a little work there, buddy. Oops, I've kind of had my hand on your dick this whole time. Now, come on, I don't have all day. Ooh, there we go. Sit your ass down. Perfect. Such a good thing I have this dress on today. I can just lean over like this and talk into one of your ears. Putting your hands on one of my breasts while I rub my palm against the tip of your dick. It's dripping a lot, isn't it? You like that? I bet if I just kept doing that, you would fucking come for me, wouldn't you? Yeah, you wanna fucking come for me? Have you thought about this a lot? The way my hand would feel against your dick. I bet you thought about bending me over my fucking desk, grabbing my hips, and just pounding into my fucking pussy. Reaching around and rubbing my clit till I come on that fucking dick over and over again. Would you look at that? You're coming for me. Keep coming. Oh, that's a good boy. That's a lot. All over my hand, too. I guess I'm just gonna. Lick it up. But so good, too. Now, do you see this thing in my hand? It's what Japanese people call an, what is it? Onaho. I got the outside to look exactly like my labia. And while they can't do an exact model of the inside, because sadly, if you have a pussy, there's chemicals that can't go in there, but if I wanted to, I could make a replica of your cock. What a thought. Anyway, I'm just gonna sit on your lap. There we go. I'm not closing my thighs yet, and I'm gonna slide this down on your dick. I hope you don't mind if I just start working my hips up and down a bit faster than I would normally go. You see, I'm a bit worked up right now. And this rubs really well against my clit, too. But you don't deserve to fuck my actual pussy, so I'm kind of giving you a thigh job with a fake pussy instead. Oh, but you can put your hands on my breasts. Feel my hard nipples. Just slide them into the top of the dress. Yeah, just like that. You know, most people would be moving their hips right about now. Are you trying to not come? Is it a bit sensitive? Oh, you hear that? There's lube in there, but also your fucking cum from your last load. Oh, there we go. Yeah, you want me to fuck you harder? You can't even speak properly. Oh, come on, moan for me. Moan in my fucking ear. Tell me and tell the camera how badly you want to fuck my pussy. How badly you want to feel just how good it's going to squeeze on that dick. How it's going to feel when I come all over you. Yeah, you want to fucking come for me? Be my good boy. You're going to fucking come inside this toy, but think it's my pussy. Are you ready? 5. Oh, fuck. Feels so fucking good between my thighs. Just picturing that dick, how it's gonna feel in my pussy. 4. Oh, I'm squeezing my thighs tighter now. 3. You wanna let go? 2. You're gonna give me that fucking load, aren't you? And you're gonna stay for this tutoring lesson after. And you're gonna learn how to pass the final, aren't you? Yeah, you are. Your balls are so fucking full. 1. Come for me. Give me that fucking cum. Give me that fucking cum. Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna keep bouncing on you until you're done. Oh, good boy. Oh, look at you. I think you should go over to the bathroom and get yourself cleaned up. Here's a couple of napkins so you don't drip on the way. You're gonna get that toy cleaned up, and that toy is for you. You can use that at home whenever you want to think of me. And you see this thing I have right here, this clone, a willy? You are going to go ahead and sit at that desk over there after, and you're going to stay hard the entire duration of my tutoring session. Because we're going to clone your cock. And then next week, same time, same day again, I'm going to fuck myself with a replica of your cock. I'm gonna handcuff you and make you watch, and then you're gonna eat my fucking pussy and suck my clit while I fuck myself with it until I come. And if you make me come, maybe in the future you can actually fuck me. That whimper tells me you like that idea. Now go get cleaned up. I have to go meet the students in the front. It looks like you're lucky. The person that does the carpooling said that they're going to be about 10 minutes late. So if you go and get cleaned up and get yourself nice and dry, let's get you hard again and let's get that kit set up. You're gonna have to think of some really dirty things to stay hard. And you're lucky because I can time this so that we take a little bit of a break. And that way I can get the kit off of you and get everyone else out of the room. Maybe I'll give you a little teaser. Maybe I'll give you a taste. I don't know. I guess you'll just have to wait and see. Now go. The clock is ticking.